Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 239. And this is a Chaser Show. Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray with and, Cup of Joe.
Yep, and we have a guest. It's Peter. Woo. Okay. So welcome, Peter. This is your first time here.
Yes, I am. And mm-hmm. I'm a bit nervous.
You're a bit nervous? Don't be.
Don't be nervous.
Drink some water.
Or... I had.
Okay.
I hope you can make it stronger if you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe later.
Okay. Anyway, so we're broadcasting live right now. We're trying out the Ustream, that TV thing. And I don't know. It's an experiment. We haven't done this for a long time. I mean, we tried this before and we tried Bear... To Bear, and we tried live.yahoo.com, which ended last week. It's not working anymore. I mean, we wanted to use live.yahoo.com. You know, they also have a broadcasting
module
there.
Well, they did.
They did, and it ended December 3rd. So,
but that's because Yahoo's laying everybody off.
Yep, that's too bad.
Oh, right.
Like mm-hmm. every other company in America right now, so.
Yeah. You should have a hat. You don't have a hat.
That's fine.
You're the elf. No.
Yep. He's the fairy.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. So welcome, guys. This is the Chaser Show. And we usually have a couple of chasers, usually three.
We'll get three this time. We'll get you, Peter, and Buddy.
And Buddy.
He's a squirrel chaser.
Mm-hmm.
Or bird squirrel. Chaser. Squirrel. Just anything chaser. He can chase, he's after.
Mm-hmm. Probably a bit later, we're going to call...
We're going to call
Jeffrey.
We're going to call Ghostbusters.
No, Jeff. I'm going to call Jeff later. He's from Vermont, so
okay.
We'll talk about it.
Jeffrey.
So is he a chaser?
He's a chaser. Okay. He's a major chaser, and he writes for Bears Life magazine and
wow.
stuff like that. So anyway, okay.
Maybe yeah, you can send your pictures in Bears Life.
Oh, that's right.
Okay, sounds good to me.
He's a photographer.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
Photographer.
Yes, I am.
He's an artiste.
Mm-hmm.
No, I wouldn't go there yet.
Well, you've had your stuff published.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. It's a... wait, okay. Well, this is the Chaser Show, and what we usually do here, this is actually a chaser's perspective of the bear community, what have you. It's just, you know, because every time we do a show, it's about bears and stuff like that. So we would like to, you know, showcase the chasers. And most of the time we have Asians. We haven't had a Hispanic or a black chaser yet. Or
right.
Something.
Or a white chaser.
Or a white chaser.
Exactly.
Mm. It's all yellow up in here.
Okay.
I got something I need to read real quick.
Okay.
We need to clear up some business from last episode.
All right.
From Gear Bear.
Oh, okay. He sent an email. Okay.
Where is he from?
He is from...
Pennsylvania. He's from Pennsylvania.
Buddy, are you leaving the show? Are you going to leave the show? No, you can sit down. Lay down. Gary Bear, 73, email from episode 237. Gary, thanks for your concern on my well-being. I did not have a problem with Nard reading your email on the show in response to some of the questions that I've gotten from the email. Here's what I posted on Moff Space blog on 11/7/2008.
You posted about it already. Okay.
Well, yeah, I blogged about it a while ago.
So it's okay, Gary. It's okay.
It's okay. It was
all right. We're going to talk about it.
Okay. All right. This is all we're going to say about it. We're going to be done with the subject. My blog that I posted on 11/7 was this. Single, gay, and 40. Crap, I'm screwed. Yes.
40.
Shut up. You'll be there soon. Well, after 7 years, John and I have decided to split due to irreconcilable differences. I hope we can stay friends, and he will always be a part of my life. He will always have a part of my heart. Now, trying to figure out how to build a new life and being a single individual person. I wonder how things will go on the dating scene now. I found out that when you are in a relationship, folks will be all up on your jock. But but I have a feeling that does not hold true once you hit the single market. Anyway, lots of changes going on now and at a very quick pace and trying to keep my act together and hope it all works out. How many dates have I had since the breakup? Guess the correct answer, and you can win a prize.
Ah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Any chasers in the Houston area can apply for a date via ray@bearpodcast.com.
Wow. Apply, guys.
Guys, keep the emails coming.
Keep the emails coming. Oh, wait.
Bye, buddy.
Bye, buddy. Okay.
By the way, his contract said 5 minutes and he was done.
Oh, that's right. I should. We should recognize our producer for this episode. It's Julio.
Julio.
He'll join us in a bit later. Say hi. Hi. Say hi.
Hi.
Okay, there's Julio.
Julio is president of J&R Entertainment.
Oh, is he? Okay.
Yeah.
Are you available? Are you okay to talk about it? Or too premature?
I guess we can talk about it. I mean, I got the president of the company here.
Oh, really? Okay.
Okay.
Want to do it now or a bit later?
We can do it later on.
Okay. Yeah, we'll put it in. Anyway, okay. So what we do here in the Bear Podcast is usually the weekend updates. We talk about what happened to us, what happened lately in our lives, I guess. Okay, so what happened last weekend? Ray. Oh, yeah, Peter. Okay, let's go start with Peter.
Last weekend. Well, this was actually quite an eventful weekend for me. Started with on Friday, went to two parties.
Oh.
well, it I doesn't know. Happen that often, okay? So one is the invites only party to a Yellow Magazine appreciation party. Yellow Magazine is actually an Asian team magazine that's only in Houston, and they actually have it every month. And it's free magazine.
Yellow magazine. Yeah, oh, it's
called Yellow.
It's an Asian magazine.
Yeah, it's in
the
yeah.
That is the whole yellow thing.
Yellow.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So it covers all the events that, you know, has to do with Asian society. So I was invited because I actually was a photographer for one of the events that they covered. So it was really good.
Do you get paid to do that?
No, actually, especially not. Yeah. Because, you know, I'm just very new in this area, and it's just an opportunity for me, pretty much.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, expose yourself.
Exactly.
Well, so expose yourself fun. To the Yellow Magazine.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, and the event that I covered and photographed was actually published in the December December issue.
It's coming out in December, okay.
Yeah. It's already out, so you can just pick it up anywhere.
If you're in Houston. People in Houston. Houston. If people in Houston are watching, yeah.
So, that's one party. And after that, I was nicely invited by Ray here to attend one of the so-called elite gay parties in Houston.
Wait, how come I'm not invited? I'm hurt.
Well, are you single? Party? Are you single?
Are you talking about Magnolia?
Yes.
Oh, okay. What was that yellow party? Okay.
Well, the yellow party was like myself, so.
Well, I was invited by somebody else. Had to be somebody to get in there, too.
Yeah.
And you'd have 800 pounds lost by one of those contests.
Yeah, that party was okay. Okay, I'll just be honest, okay? It's a fundraiser. It's a great fundraiser.
Yeah.
You have groups of, let's say, a few dozen gay and lesbian people in the Houston area, and they get together to hold a party. And it's just a Magnolia party?
Yeah, called Magnolia Party. It's annually done.
I think it's the third year, I think. It's the third year that they're doing it.
No.
Second
no.
year?
It's been going on.
It's been going like 25 years or something. 5 years or something.
Oh, yeah. Really?
If you look
Did
at
you
the invitation card.
I thought that's anything. What I read. I thought it was weird. Anyway.
Yeah, it's been some time. That's what I read. Yeah.
It started off with a couple guys having a holiday party.
Yeah.
So.
And they ended up just inviting people, and they get to invite 15 people. Each person can invite 15 people.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
And somebody, and 15 people, and
I think it's more that because there's only like 8 members of the thing that run it.
No,
that
whole
list is
there?
Actually like, a good
multiplied by 15 or by 30, that's a lot. But the whole list on the left.
Yeah, but there's like 200 or 300 people there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, it's definitely a good turnout, and as I say, it's the so-called elite gay, you know, party.
Elite gay.
And it's a who's on the gay list kind of things. But again, I myself don't feel, you know, pretty much at home in this kind of, you know, environment.
It's not good. Okay, yeah, I'll be honest, it's a great party. However, it's not my crowd.
Right.
It's
exactly,
not.
Exactly.
I'll just be honest. Like, it's not the kind of party I go to.
Right.
It's cocktails and...
Well, not about that, too. It's just
you like that?
It's just, I guess, you know, there's certain pretensiveness there, you know, in that whole crowd. So, that's why. I mean, I'm just a regular Joe, and Just,
I'm a regular Joe too.
Just Ginny from the block.
So how do you find it, Ray? What do you think? You enjoyed your part of the party for a while.
Had a great time. You know, same people there I saw on the patio ripcord, second hit, giving head before. So you know.
What's ripcord?
What's ripcord?
What ripcord?
My point is, I enjoyed seeing people there from a softball. I saw some people from different groups, from Gay Men's Chorus, mm-hmm. and some common friends. It's just that I'm used to the dark, dingy bars. I like the leather
patio on the ripcord.
I like patios. I like it dark, lots of skin and leather. What can I say? Yes, Peter, it's Peter watching. It all goes down to sex.
No, I'm kidding. Well, when it comes down to that, yeah, there's a lot of good-looking people there. Well, I mean, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But it's just that they have their own circle there. So it's not easy to actually, you know, to go and introduce yourself or anything.
If I remember correctly, Peter was hanging over the balcony. Oh, my God, he's hot. He's a hot daddy. I want him. Oh, my God, he's hot.
Yeah, it's cause. And what's the guy's name?
I forgot. Scott.
Scott. So if you're listening or watching.
Brady, you got more man after your man.
Anyway, so what else? We all went to the same party Friday, but I only stayed there until midnight.
Right. You came late and then you...
I came late, yeah.
We left early. Then we just went for a supper and then you came and made it yourself. Mm-hmm.
Well, for one thing, usually the first week of December is when many organizations and many parties and many are held. Like in our case, Asians and Friends and the Bear Group. They had the party yesterday. It's just that everybody does their parties early in the week or earlier in December because
There's so many parties to do in
December. So many parties in December towards Christmas. So.
And a lot of people will go be out of town, you know.
That's right.
By Christmas, so.
Many organizations do their holiday parties.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God, we have to talk about gifts. Later. Okay. We can talk about gifts. I have a story about the gifts. But anyway, okay, Saturday. We went to the Asians and Friends. You were there for a while.
I was there for a while.
You should have stayed.
I had things to do.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, right.
That's right.
Right. He's single, remember?
Things to do.
He's single now. He has a lot of emails going on.
Ray@bearpodcast.com.
Please.
Yeah. Okay, so Saturday we had a party. Actually, I attended the Asians and Friends party. It's a there were about 40 people who came, 40, 50 people. And the Asian party with barbecue.
Okay. I thought that's what they do every year.
Well, that's true. I was expecting, you know, some egg rolls or
lo mein. They really need to step up a little.
Yeah, but they had all the friends there, so they had to feed them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
feed the friends of the Asians. Okay. So we had there, of course, the usual, white elephant gift giving, wherein you steal stuff. You know, you guys know that already. But it always differs. All the rules differs in every city or in every group. So in our case, what do we have? In Asians and Friends, the third person cannot steal, and that's it. That's the rule. The third person cannot steal. Asians and Friends, Julio.
And my question is, I saw a picture with you with a penis pump. What was that?
That is right. I got a penis pump. I have a penis pump. I have to post the. I think it's in Flickr right now. Yeah.
Right. I saw it. Right.
Fine.
Well, we need to see the pictures of him using it.
No, right. No. Exactly. I'm not.
Speaking
I'm not.
Of pictures of you using it. JR Entertainment. No.
Okay.
Well, welcome you.
So it was funny. What did I bring? I just brought something, some generic gift, and then I stole this gift, this penis pump, because I had the intention.
He beat them with whips and chains.
I had the intention of regifting it.
Oh,
okay. I'm not.
No wonder.
I'm not above that.
Familiar.
What's wrong with? Yeah. Well, when it comes to.
So who are you gonna give it to?
Well, we'll get to that on Sunday. We'll get to that on Sunday. So we did that. We had the party. After that, what did I do? Just went home after that. Sunday's when we had our party. What,
right.
You brought a gift too, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I went and it was pretty good. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it. It was my first, you know, party with the Houston Area Bear group. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a pretty good turnout. But unfortunately,
it is, actually.
Yeah.
About 40 people, I think. 50 people came.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the location is pretty good, honestly. It's just that I think that's too many coupled bears there.
Coupled bears?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know a lot of single bear at all there. I mean, being single myself, so it's exactly the same with Asian and Friend. I have been there to that event for like a few times in the past 4 years, and most of them are pretty much, you know, coupled. And for single guys, you just feel very, you know, you're like outsider. You want to go there to meet single guys as well, hopefully, but it's just not the case.
I think that's the problem of many organizations right now. They always have couples in the group.
Exactly. So,
well, they have single
where
groups.
Do single guys like me gonna go?
It's called bear411.com. Adam for Adam.
Adam for Adam.
Right, that one is for some other things.
The Ripcord.
I'm talking about serious dating here. So.
Ah, okay. So, all right, we did the White Elephant gift, wherein the rules are different. We're in a gift cannot be stolen 3 times. But it's been stolen 3 times, then that's the end of that gift. It stays with the person. So that's the rules for this one. So what did you guys get?
I didn't attend that.
I thought you brought
in
a
Asian
gift.
And Friends?
No, Houston. Yeah,
oh, Houston.
We're
right,
now on
right.
Sunday. Hello.
Okay, dude.
Hello.
Okay. Initially, I got a bag of dollar bills. So I was surprised.
Minimum is $20, so
okay.
You got $20.
$20 bill. I mean, I was a bit drunk too. I had a mojitos and everything. So I just like went up there and just pick up this small, cute little bag. And then I just pick it up, open it up. It was very light when I picked it up.
It was very light.
Yeah. So when I opened it up, it was like all dollar bills, all crumpled up and everything. So that was a surprise. So eventually it got stole. And then I go and went and got another gift, and it was a box of Godiva chocolate. So mm-hmm.
Those are pretty expensive too.
Yeah. Godiva, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that was it.
Yeah, Ray, what did you get, Ray?
Penis pump.
You got the penis pump? You stole it? I thought it was with Chris.
Yeah, I thought Chris took it.
He's not gonna use it. You stole it?
Okay. You mean Chris don't need to use it, right?
Awesome, not. I don't know.
Damn.
I do not know.
Yeah?
No.
So have you used it then since?
No. We're going to try it out later.
Oh!
That will be the next
video.
Video. Next edition.
We're going to take videos later.
So guys, watch the next edition.
I got the candle holders. It's Disney candle holders.
I thought it was an ornament.
The head ones, the Mickey Mouse heads?
Right.
Those are candle holders.
Oh, I thought it's a Christmas ornament.
I thought so too, that's why I wanted to get it. But
okay. Mm-hmm. Well, if you don't
so
like it, I
can
have
it. Stole
it
from somebody.
Yeah, shamelessly.
I know. Okay. Well, it's time.
Phone call?
Yeah, we're going to make a phone call. I hope it's on. Well, it's booting up. Anyway, what was our question for today? What was it, Ray? How do you describe your bear?
Well,
in your case,
bear?
How do you describe your chaser? Yeah.
Well, no, I had a chaser describe me.
Oh! Okay. We should ask our producer, too.
Okay. He's awfully quiet.
He's real quiet. Don't sneeze.
So you want to read that, what the description of me?
Oh, you have one already?
Yes.
Okay, you want to go for it?
This is what I...
This okay, is what I know that. Okay. I can't say anything about this.
I was talking to a chaser today, and I asked him, I said, what is your opinion of me? I said, you know, you've known me for a while. What is your opinion? How would you describe me, or what do you think about me? And this is what they came back with. In my honest opinion, you have a great, strong face. I really like your facial features, eyes, mouth, nose, your widow's peak, the receding hairline. I love receding hairline, but where there's but where there's still hair, if that makes any sense. I find the top of a head of hair so attractive, and good receding hairline gives it a style. Your facial hair grows out, really wraps it all up into a very sincere, nice guy. Aww. So that's what the, you know. That's the start off. Your head and
not.
Face.
Not.
Let me read my
story. Turn off that mic.
Your head and face gets a thumbs up from me. You have an ass. Points. It's not big or small. It's nice size, your height, and proportionality. My clothing is casual and mediocre. Mediocre. It's normal. He made a comment that I look stunning in my photos from the Magnolia Party.
So. Ooh, okay.
I fit very nicely into a pair of jeans because I have hips and a waistline that makes my ass and jeans oh so much better. My arms and legs didn't strike as anything more than average. Yeah, I need to work on my arms. I don't have a big belly, a normal daddy style, and my body is all too common with many fathers out there. I'm not fat, and I carry my weight well. They notice I lost a few pounds, maybe 5 or 10 from the last year. And one important thing to them regards his look, and he says, I'm not shallow, just observant, is that you're not sloppy at all. Not in the way you look, not in the way you dress, or not in the way that I have. It's not sloppy, and that's huge and good.
So you're not sloppy. Okay.
Not sloppy.
Yeah. He's not sloppy. Ray's not sloppy.
I'm incredible in bed and a really good top, who's patient and understands how to treat a bottom. I also have a very nice penis, but some Asians might find it a little much too handle.
Okay, how much you pay this guy to write you this?
Good.
How much did you
pay? Not how much did you pay it?
It wasn't me. Y'all can call Johnny Lee. And
oh my God!
Now you know, people.
Okay.
Oh my God. Johnny Lee, call in. All right. You should be watching. Call Maynard's phone. You know how to get him.
Oh my God.
And tell us the truth. Nothing but the truth.
Okay. I think we're going to make the phone call now.
Okay, let's make the phone.
Let's make the phone call. Headsets. Hold on. I hope this works. I tried my best. It might make some interference. I don't even know if we're going to hear. People watching, you might not be... You will not hear. We might just repeat it. We're going to call... Jeff from Vermont. So, what are they saying? What are they saying so far?
For Christmas, don't buy Ray.
Don't what?
A-D-I-B.
What?
Don't ad lib.
A-D-I what?
Don't ad lib.
Who says ad lib? Who's saying that?
You screamer.
Can you hear it?
Hello?
Hello, Jeffrey.
Hello, Jeffrey.
Hey, Jeffrey.
Hello.
Can you hear us? Can you hear us okay?
Yeah, I can hear you okay.
Yeah.
Did you get my other phone number to call me on?
Oh, no, I didn't, because we were recording already. Is this okay? I mean, we can hear you clearly.
Yeah, but I only have one bar on my cell phone, and I think it's going to die before you...
That's right,
before it sleeps. So you should call me on the other number if you can.
Oh, I have to call him on the other number. Did you email it?
I direct message on Twitter to you.
Okay.
Twittering.
Or if you want, we can do Skype. I mean, you can Skype me. I have my computers on.
Can you see us now? I don't think we can Skype. If you're watching right now online, you can't see. It's hard to do a Skype on you.
What's the other number?
Okay. Yeah, you were live right now. You're on the show right now. We're talking.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
Right.
Everybody wants to know what's the number to call.
206-222-BEAR. Okay? 206-222-2327. Yeah, call the voicemail line. We'll play it in the show. Okay? Oh, my God, Johnny.
Johnny's calling.
Hello, Johnny.
Is there a hotline number I'm supposed to be calling?
Is a hotline? Yeah, you're on the show now.
You're on the show now, Johnny.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, by the way, Ray, don't ad lib. That last part, come on.
Hey, I'm just trying to help things out, you know what I'm saying?
Busted.
So how's everybody?
Just oh, pretty fine. Good, pretty good. And yeah, online right now we have Johnny. He's also in the Chaser Show.
Hello. Well, I just wanted to call to say hey and wish you all the best.
Mm-hmm. And you too. I hope you're doing well. Any travel plans for you?
Sorry, what was that?
Any travel plans?
Oh, yeah, going back home to Colorado to visit my family this weekend instead of going over Christmas time, which I'll be here. And you guys are having the Christmas Eve party, right?
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah. So, and you're going to miss it? Oh, wow.
No, I'll be here for that. But, hey, I don't want to take everyone's time. I just wanted to chime in and say, Ray, tell the truth. And
I have spoken nothing but the truth, so help me God.
All of it was
I didn't say all of that came from you. I just
except for the last part that he ad-libbed. Okay, I got it.
Yeah, okay, anyway, have a good night, you guys.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Johnny.
Wow. Okay, now we're going to call...
Jeffrey. Who happens to be one of Johnny's best friends.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, Twittering. We're Twittering.
Talk about something. Talk about movies or something.
Let's talk about what happened to me on Friday.
What happened to you on Friday?
Oh, yeah. What happened to you on Friday?
What happened to me on Friday?
Oh!
Let's see. I was sick as a dog, which most of y'all can tell right now. I'm still all stopped up. But I left work early Friday to come home and get in the bed because I was so sick. I left about 2:45. I made it to my car, and some wonderful person in Houston had decided to try to break into my car, bust the window out, and do about $800 worth of damage.
Oh, shit.
You poor thing.
So, thank you for nothing. There goes my children's Christmas. I can't buy my dog treats anymore now.
No more gifts.
Okay,
for
all
us.
Fun goes to Ray at podcast.
Yeah, this
you can call this number now. It's on your screen.
It's on the screen. Let's call this number. Let's call this number. Do your pledge. Pledge now. Okay.
Yeah.
It really did. I mean, I'm just joking about that. About me not being about Christmas presents. Well, no, I can't buy Christmas presents. But it really pisses me off because there are a lot of people that work with me that live paycheck to paycheck, mm-hmm. which I do too. But I mean, I think I'm a little bit better off than some people. But if that would have happened to them, that would have wiped out their kids' Christmas just because somebody thought they might have seen something in a car or whatever. But people, come on. It's 2008. Most cars made in America or Japan or anywhere else in the U.S. or anywhere else in the world mm-hmm. pretty much can't be stolen because they have to have a chip in the key.
Yeah.
So, and without it, the car won't start unless I've missed something totally on CSI and figure out how they hotwire cars or something. But
you know,
now American trucks, you can still hotwire them, but...
Well, I think one of the problems is because I remember your car is tinted, right? It's quite...
Well, it's dark in the back.
It's tinted, so they broke a window so you could see.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, they're expecting... I mean, here's a brand new car that he has, which is pretty you know, good-looking car.
It's the Saturn View.
But it does look
it's
good,
a
and
Saturn
it's brand,
view.
Brand new, it's so and it's tinted, so people just, you know, they... They just wanted to see what's in there.
Tons of BMWs, Lexuses, Caddies, because I work in a building that has doctor's offices in it.
Okay.
Why didn't they touch them? Why me?
So. I'm sorry, Rick.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Well, again, the telephone number is...
It could be revenge.
It could be. That's what I started thinking about, because there's two other black Saturns that park there that I've seen in the parking lot.
Oh.
And I wonder if it was somebody getting back at somebody and they got the wrong Saturn. So,
but the way it was broken, they were intending to reach
in. They were trying to break the lock and they couldn't break that. So they tried to wedge something in between the glass and couldn't do that. And they finally just stuck the screwdriver, which it looked like it was a big screwdriver, stuck through two holes to the window and walked off. Because when I went up there, the only thing that was holding the glass in was
the tint
on the window. So
but the question is, did the glass go inside or did it go outside?
No, it went inside.
No, I'm sorry.
Ignore that.
Sorry.
Now. That's wrong season. Not...
That's me. Okay. You're making light, but I'm sorry. That's a bad Christmas.
But a friend of mine took me to the yellow party and got me drunk.
Oh. Oh,
who's that?
And got taken advantage of, yes.
And and then they then I went to the Magnolia party and they got me even drunker, so.
Somebody said if you have a Lexus, it's okay
then
for them to break into your car.
Well,
oh.
I don't have a Lexus. That's the point.
It's not a Lexus.
It's a Saturn.
It's a Saturn View.
It's not even the sky. It's Saturn View.
That's right. It's not even the sky. It's a Saturn View.
Okay. Should we make our phone call now?
All right. Let's call Jeff.
Let's call Jeff. All right.
I have my rant and ravings done with.
Yeah. So, yeah. Send your condolences to Ray for his car.
But the sad thing is, I think it's only going to get worse because I found out that the week before, one of the emperors or empresses of one of the courts in Houston mm-hmm. got mugged right outside of Tony's Court.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I heard about that.
It's kind of weird that, you know, I guess because everybody's getting laid off and times are getting tough. And
yeah. So stay at home, guys.
Stay at home. Don't go anywhere.
Go anywhere.
Well, I have no money to go anywhere now, so... Oh, there's some more free parties come up. Send me the invitation. It's free party.
All right.
Hello?
Hello? Hello, Jeff.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good. You're back. Fine, thank you. You're back. We got you back in the show. So
yes, I'm trying to log on to Ustream right now.
Oh, okay. So you can see us. But anyway, you, people in the Ustream feed, you won't be able to hear Jeffrey's voice. We're having a hard time feeding it in to the mixer, so...
So send money so we can buy the good equipment so we can do that.
Okay, Jeffrey, so we have a question for you, a bear to chaser question or chaser question, whatever you okay? So what is
okay.
it? Okay, go ahead, Ray. What is it?
How would you describe your bear?
That's it.
If you missed it earlier, one of your good friends described me.
Mm-hmm.
You mean like my ideal bear? Or
yeah, yeah, that's it. Yeah, bear. Ideal bear.
Or like what a bear is.
Let's say physically first.
are you still dating?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, well, describe your bear.
Describe your bear.
Your bear. What makes him your bear?
I mean, Michael, then.
Yes.
Yeah.
5'11",
okay.
290-ish. Hairy chest, beard, or has the capacity to grow a beard.
Nice.
Brown hair, dark brown hair, blue, gray eyes, nice nose, handsome face, mm-hmm. Really smart, book smart. He's got a great personality, great talker, and you know, he just draws you in. That's actually what draws people in, everybody, even straight people. He's got a plump belly. You could say it's hard, so it's not like hard, but it's like muscular hard, but then with a little bit of softness to it.
You like soft bellies.
I like in the middle. I like in the middle. So I don't like too hard. I don't like too soft. I like it just right. Just like how Goldilocks would like it.
Oh, you're a male Goldilocks. Okay.
And we know how Goldilocks likes it.
Oh yeah.
Got really powerful legs. Like his thighs are like really muscular. And I mean they're not fat. They're like muscular and they're actually bigger than my waist. So, which is kind of interesting.
What? His thighs are bigger than your waist?
His thigh is bigger than my waist.
Oh, my God.
It's not that big.
Yeah.
Muscle. That's not like fat hard. That's not fat big. It's that's all like muscle big. So he's got, I don't know, I've never seen anybody with such big muscular legs. So, but he's got big muscular legs. His calves are really proportioned properly to his leg, like his like thigh, too. I mean, I don't know how big his calves are. I never measured, but... Mm-hmm. So,
you just like them when they're
you. I don't know what else.
I don't know what else.
He's got a nice butt. He's got an interesting butt, so I'll just leave it at that.
Okay, all right. Let me see. For me, my ideal bear, I guess, would be, you know, facial hair is a must, belly and kind of a big physique, and we're still talking about physical. Okay, we're going to talk about physical. You know, hairy arms are always a plus. Hairy legs, hairy butt. Look at our fruit. Julio is showing off. Don't take off your clothes, Julio. Don't. Okay. What else? Belly, eyes, brown to blue or green, or those are nice. And what else? How can I describe it? Good head of the shoulders. Very smart also. Who doesn't want smart? Everybody wants smart, right? And very caring.
No, sometimes.
Very understanding. And not too much of a protective in a sense that he can leave you alone for a while. Just like me and Mike, you know. So for me, really, Mike is the ideal, I guess. Because we travel, and I get to see him once in a while. And when we get together, I'm very excited he's going to be here on Christmas. So, yeah, ideal bear, Mike. Yeah. So, that's fine. Are you still there, Jeff? Are you still there?
Yeah. I'm actually watching you through Ustream now. I'm logging in.
Oh, you're logging in? Okay. Okay, Peter, let's hear you.
Mm-hmm. Well,
careful.
I wouldn't consider myself, I normally don't go for a big.
You know, like a really
belly,
big.
Yeah. Okay. Big belly kind of bear. I guess I'll prefer a cub than a bear, right? Oh. And I prefer it slightly masculine.
Cub chaser.
And of course, you know, I mean, first thing is have to be hairy. And like what you say, Jeff, I really like a guy with a muscular legs and arm, and especially hairy. That really goes for me. I mean, you just can't beat those. You know, when I look at guys with the muscular legs, hairy muscular legs, I'll just melt.
That should have warm up shorts.
Like muscle. Course, okay. With a hairy chest and everything. So, personality-wise, yes, it's very important because I tend to have a very strong personality myself. So,
is that what you call it?
And what else are you
talking? Mrs. Top.
No, I wouldn't say that.
You wouldn't say that.
I used to be, but now I think, you know, it's more fun to go versatile. But okay. Yes, I tend to be on the you know, that side.
Bitch.
I thought someone would say that you were a nice guy.
Okay. See? All right.
So, well, that's pretty much, you know, my ideal kind of guy.
Yeah. So you guys, how about you guys? What is your ideal bear? Tell us. Yeah, you can call in. You can email us at nard@bearpodcast.com or ray@bearpodcast.com. Okay.
My ideal bear works for Titan Media.
For Titan? Oh, okay.
Oh.
Oh. Which one? Give me an actor.
There's not. Okay. Any yeah. Other, I wouldn't turn down from Titan.
Let's
Media.
Go for an actor. Say it. Oh, say an actor that you would like.
A mainstream actor you're talking about here?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hollywood? You go first. Let me think about it.
I'm trying to think of...
an actor.
Do you have one, Jeffrey?
Kind of. I actually have several. I mean, actually, my dream bear would, like, dream actor bear. He's not really an actor, but he is a showman. It would have to be Patrick Norton.
Oh, Patrick, of course, from Techzilla. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, from Techzilla. I mean, he's on TV, but not really. He's like kind of like a tech show. So, but he'd be like my dream bear. If I would go for more of an actor, then oh god, I forgot his name. What's the guy on Heroes? He's the cop.
Oh, Greg Gunberg.
Him or but I'm like thinking him maybe. I also like Russell Crowe, too. He's got, like, a muscle
really?
Bear feel to him.
Oh, the later Russell Crowe.
The later Russell Crowe.
The earlier Russell Crowe is not too much, but the later.
Well, like Gladiator.
Oh, so, okay. You know what? Come to think of it, there. make I kind of imagine Russell Crowe, make him a little chubby, and it would be Michael. Don't you think? The way, anyway, I'm just looking at it that way. Who would I choose? Greg Grunberg is okay. I like him. And actually, I like Kevin James from...
Kevin James. He's cute, yeah. Mm-hmm. From, what was that, the one that he played with Will Smith?
Oh my God. What's that movie? Kevin James and Will Smith.
About
Hitch. You saw a lot of his ass there. Yeah, he's so cute.
He's cute, right.
He's got a nice butt. Okay. You, Peter. Are you?
Who's that? That guy from Fantastic Four. That bald guy.
Michael Chiklis.
Michael Chiklis.
Julio doesn't like him. Why not? You don't like Michael Chiklis? You like the Storm, the flaming guy? Oh,
right.
What's his name?
Something.
Chris Evans. Oh, of course you would know.
Right, that's right.
He's a hero. He has powers.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
That's right. That's a new movie and hit about. Yeah.
Okay, Ray.
Kevin Spacey.
Are you serious? You like Kevin Spacey?
No, I used to like him. I mean, as an actor, he's one of the best.
Back when he was doing Wise Guys, I loved Kevin Spacey.
Oh,
no, okay. He's very hairy. He's pretty cute. Yes.
Is he gay?
Yes.
Is he gay, guys?
Yes,
Kevin Spacey is gay. If anyone knows Kevin Spacey,
because there was a big thing because he got outed in the media.
He did?
When? Yeah, somebody was talking about Kevin Spacey, that, you know, something. And it was kind of like one of those things, and but anyway. But I worked with him one time, so yes.
Really?
Kevin Spacey?
He did the off-Broadway series Lost in Yonkers in Winston-Salem when I was in college.
Many years ago.
Wow.
I don't know. It's not confirmed. He's rumored.
But it was after he got done doing Wise Guys, I think. After Wise Guys.
Okay.
Because I was watching Wise Guys when I was in high school.
Despite that, he's still a very, very good actor, though.
He's into Latinos?
Oh, really?
How did you know?
He visits Costa Rica.
That's why.
How about you, Jeff? Do you like Kevin Spacey?
Oh, yeah, I like Kevin Spacey.
As an actor as a...
Well, there was an episode that where he took off his shirt, and it's just kind of funny. I saved that on my DVR.
What is that? So I missed that.
He was naked?
Is it American Beauty?
Was it American Beauty? No. Wait. We're talking about... Oh, wait. Oh,
Kevin
sorry.
Spacey.
I'm thinking Kevin James.
Oh.
But,
Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey is shirtless in American Beauty, too.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, he does the whole thing in the garage where he's working out, too.
Right.
Sounds like an X-ray to me. American Booty. Yeah, so, Kevin Spacey, Kevin James. Yeah, I like Kevin James. Well, okay. So that's our... Actually, we do that. That's what we do. We have a question for the Chasers. That's
okay.
Okay, Jeff. So thank you very much for being in the show.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, and by the way, tell us... everybody out there listening, Jeff here is one of the writers of Bears Life magazine. And he's there's an issue coming up, right? So what do you have in the next issue?
That's so funny. I actually forgot.
You forgot your article. You forgot your article.
Why don't you just ask? Go to Peter for right now, and then I'll tell you in a sec.
Okay. So what have you written so far, Burslet Magazine?
What have I photographed lately?
Yeah,
Why don't I say that?
Think about it, Jeff. We'll get back to Jeff.
Okay. Well, Jeff, I'm an amateur photographer, so.
Maybe you need to get Jeff to look at your Folsom Street Festival photos, and maybe he can get some put in Bear's Life for you.
Is that what he does?
Mm, yeah.
Well, no, he's a writer, but.
He's a writer. Make point you to the person who.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, you can tell the audience. With your Flickr account, is that available for all to see?
Yeah, of course. I have a Flickr account like all the other people here, like Maynard and Ray. And my Flickr ID is a bit complicated.
I know.
God. That is gonna be a P as in Peter, and then number 3, and T as in Tom, and then number 3, and R as in Romeo, and T as in Tom. And then we have a distraction here. And this is a holiday gift from us.
It's the Chasers, Joe. Here goes Chasers,
Joe. It's a holiday gift for all the bears that like smooth Asian guys.
That's for the bears who are like Chasers. Oh, no.
Okay, he's going to give more.
Okay.
No more.
No more. Well, he's still focusing at you. Huh? See?
Let me put it back around here, Julio. Last night I'm standing
slowly,
in the kitchen.
Slowly.
Now, last night I'm standing in the kitchen, and somebody is standing over here at the mirror.
Oh Lord!
He was flexing himself in the mirror.
Vain little heifer.
You were alone in the kitchen and flexing yours. Okay.
No, I was standing here, right in front of the mirror.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Muscle guy. Anyway, okay. So, Jeffrey, what do you have?
I'm just pulling it up right now.
You're just pulling it up?
I actually don't remember what I did for my article that's actually supposed to be released now. It's so crazy because we're always writing way ahead, and then by the time when the article is actually coming out, I actually don't remember, what people are actually reading. It's kind of weird. It's kind of like how actors are like that, too, where,
I wrapped that movie 2 years ago when I was supposed to go out and promote it now.
Yeah. Well, just call it in next time, the number, and I'd like to talk to you again. Okay, so, I'm going to try another phone call, actually. So we'll probably catch you online. I'll see you on Twitter, okay?
Okay, yeah.
All right, so, jeffreysdomain.com. Check it out. He's got pictures there, and he's also on Flickr as Mr. Panda Bear. So, thank you, Jeff. We'll talk to you later, okay?
Yeah, man. Happy holidays, you guys.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, Jeff. Thanks for being on the show.
Yep, bye.
60 minutes or
16?
16. The tape done?
No.
Is it
60
minutes? Yeah.
Is
that 56 minutes? Oh, okay. Do you have another tape? Or you can skip the... you can keep recording. I mean, we can just broadcast. It's okay.
Yeah. I mean, program on the tape if you want me
to. Yeah.
Why don't you just put it on long LP?
Okay.
LP.
Let's check this out. Let's try calling Shannon. Let's see if Shannon is on. Grady. Shannon Grady. Let's see if he's on. I hope he answers.
He's like, oh, that's that darn bitch.
He's a rock star.
I cannot talk to him tonight. I just
can't. You've reached Shannon's phone. Leave me a message.
Where?
Hi, Shannon.
Hi, Shannon.
Hi, Shannon. This is Ray Anard calling you from the podcast. We're live and Maynard wanted to harass you.
Where are you again? Are you in San Antonio? San Antone?
No.
Please leave it after the tone. I thought you said San Antone.
That's Maynard.
Anyway, okay. Merry Christmas, Shannon. Say
hello to Miss Eggnog.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Why don't we call
husband? Call Mike? Oh, my God. No, you won't like it. You won't like it. Who would we call it? Who can we call?
Call Wayne.
To the power.
Oh, my
call
God.
Call Wayne.
I can't call Wayne because he's videotaped.
Yeah, he's busy. Oh, okay. Anyway, this is interfering with the podcast. We've been recording for 60 minutes. It's too long. Let's do some business now. Okay. All right. Take it off. Yeah. Ugh. Oh, that was hot. Okay. Business. What are you doing? Don't play with each other. Not yet. Reserve it for later. Okay, so business.
Business.
Your project.
Oh.
Are you free to say it? Okay.
No.
All right, here we go.
All right.
President Julio.
President Julio.
Has started a company called JNR Entertainment. It's an adult-oriented It's an adult-oriented business, so it's kicking it off this week. We're kicking it off this week, and hopefully by the next show we'll have the website and everything up to start off. So, any chasers out there that want to like to perform
exhibitionist porn,
let us know. You can email me at Ray at Bear Podcast right now. We'll have the emails and everything up the website hopefully by the end of the week. So,
okay.
And what kind of chasers are you looking for?
Oh, we're looking for Asians, Black, Hispanic, Middle Eastern, Indian, and of course some white boys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Chad wants to be in it.
Chad, you want to be in it? Fluffer.
No. Can I be a fluffer? Yeah, can we be fluffers?
I'm sorry. No, thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Did you focus on the hickey?
Did you focus on the hickey? He doesn't have a hickey.
What's your mother season?
On his neck. Somewhere else. Yeah. Okay. Oh, you like
your noodles. No, we don't afford this to your mother.
Yeah. Anyway, okay, so anything else? Oh, yeah, voice comments. Oh, I forgot. Oh, I turned off my phone already. Oh, okay.
Slacker.
Sorry. Anyway, keep talking.
Did we get any responses from our...
Texas Renaissance Festival?
Not Texas Renaissance Festival, but the gifts we're
getting. No, not yet. Oh, you want to get it? We want to... Okay.
All right, I'm going to go get it.
Oh, careful with the mics.
Barbie.
Okay. Barbie. So, Ray... Nice. Look at the ass.
Not
slowly. You're making people dizzy. Okay. Yeah, Ray's getting the artwork. We want to show you guys. I wish it was in the video. We ran out of time. We get the video, the artwork from Tyler Studios, and we have that to say, you know, a giveaway for you guys. And just email raffle@bearpodcast.com with the subject line artwork or painting if you want to be in the raffle. And we're going to give it out by next week or so. We don't know yet when, if any entries come in. We didn't promote it that much, but we are now. Here's the video. Here it is. Show it in the camera. Okay. Do-do-do.
Hold this right.
Okay. Yeah, if you guys are watching,
That's the prize.
That's the prize. Tyler from Tyler Studios.
This is protection.
Yes. Okay. So, yeah. Send your emails to raffle@bearpodcast.com and you can win this. Okay? Just send your email. That's it. It's easy as that. Put it on front. Okay. Sorry, Santa. Okay. Okay. Yeah, we've been running. For long now, I guess we can wrap this up. Okay, so Peter, thank you for being in the show.
You're very welcome.
Thank you very much. And guys, you can check him out at Flickr.
Check him out.
If you want to see his pictures, he's got bear pictures. Fine, for those people who like bears, go to his Flickr account. There's a lot of pictures. Go to Peter T, but the E's are replaced with threes.
I don't know if it's that easy. Just do a search on my name.
Peter. That's right. Search for Peter. Oh, my God. No. Peter and Flickr. That's right. Yeah.
Can I tell my last name?
Probably not.
Right. So just...
It's okay. It's fine. Peter T. Yeah, Peter T in Flickr and replace the E's with a 3. All right? It's as easy as that. And okay, so thank you guys for watching, and for the people in the chat room, thank you very much for joining us. And if you have comments, email us nard@bearpodcast.com.
Or chasers can email me to set up a date for in the Houston area at ray@bearpodcast.com.
And if you want to be, you have a role in their
and
video.
If you're interested in the movies until I get the website up.
Yeah, we'll announce it soon. Yeah, we'll announce it soon. And visit the website www.bearpodcast.com, or you can call us at 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. Leave your voice comments and we'll play it in the show. And go to myspace.com/bearpodcast. And if you have an iPhone or a G1, if you have a T-Mobile G1, you can go to bearpodcast.com/iPhone. Yeah, so that's it. Thank you everyone for watching and listening and whatever.
Adios.
Many wolves and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear. Yes,
podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Yes, woof, what a bear. Yes,
podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Yes, woof, what a bear. Yes,
podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Yes,
that's a big ass.
Who's got a big ass? Big ass. I like big ass.